When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to get your opinion on something I saw the other day, though, in one of the Preds games, which was when they played against Minnesota and they pulled Fleury in overtime, game tied. And yeah. I think it's amazing. I think it's great. I'll tell you what some coaches told me about it, but first, just your thoughts on it.
It's a move out of desperation. The Wild need every single point. They're what, 7 points out of the playoffs or something? So they absolutely need every last point. So I get it, going for the win. The flip side, and I think a lot of people didn't know this. I'm sure the Wild did. Fans might not have. If you pull the goalie in overtime, other than on a delayed penalty, and you give up a goal, you lose the point you already earned. So you end up with 0 points.
Oh, so wow.
It is an incredibly bold, risky move. And it worked out for the Wild that they scored, won the game and got the 2 points. But yeah, I didn't look at, like, do the Wild suck in shootouts or something? You know what I mean? Like, would they just not been like, we can't go to shootout? That would certainly factor in. But I like taking risks. I like, you know, being unconventional. So I liked it, but if it backfired, like, that would have been, there would have been an awful lot of backlash too.
When did they put that rule in?
I did not know about that rule. That's very interesting.
Yeah. I don't know when they put it in. I'd forgotten about it until Elliot Friedman tweeted it, and then I was like, oh yeah. That's, like, I remember hearing that at some point before.
It's kind of a dumb rule.
Obviously, like, it just happens so infrequently that you don't think about it.
I mean, you're taking a chance enough pulling your goalie. It's like, talk about not wanting to incentivize the team to do it. Oh, and you're going to lose a point if you know what I mean? It's like, you're already risking losing the game and giving up the second point.
Well, I don't understand why try to decentivize it, honestly. Like, it makes things more interesting. If that's how you want to go about it, you're already taking a risk. Like, I don't know. It's one of those plays that starts a conversation about all sorts of little nuanced things, but it is out of desperation for a team that, you know, they need the points. It's hard because people will say the other way too, right? Like, you lose two or you get two, like, that's a huge swing either way. I was talking to a coach about this the other day because we were about to head into the hockey's tournament. The team couldn't go down in the standings, but they could go up one spot. And the coach was telling me, if we are tied in the third, I'm pulling my goalie. Like, I'm pulling my goalie. We're getting extra attacker on if we're tied. Like, we're winning this, like, because we can't go backwards. So, like, once you kind of get into this all or nothing kind of mindset, you're more willing to do some desperate stuff. Or at least in this situation that I was talking to this coach, there was no negative consequences to losing. Obviously for Minnesota there was, but it's just kind of interesting to get inside the mind of someone who's like, I'm pulling the goalie. Like, I'm going for it. You see it when, and you saw the Bruins pull Swayman with 8 minutes left yesterday. So that also came from desperation, being down by, was it 3 or 4 at the time? I think it was 3 at the time.
I'm glad you bring that up, because I was going to ask you guys about that. Monty pulling the goalie with like 8 and change to go, down 4-1. I get it, right? You got to get 3 goals to tie the game, but you run the risk of the game being over with 8.5 minutes left. And I personally think he pulled the goalie about 3 minutes too early. If you're down 4-1 with like 5 minutes to go, go for it. But 8 minutes, I mean, if the Bruins don't, I guess another way to put it, if the Bruins get the game to 4-2 before the 5 minute mark remaining in the game, then teams, it happens all the time. Teams you know, not all the time, but it happens where teams can score two goals in the last 5 minutes with the goalie pulled and stuff. I would have given the Bruins until the as close to a whistle as you could with 5 minutes remaining, then I would have pulled the goalie. But 8.5, it's like, okay, well, if they score, which they did, game over.
I had no problem with it. I like being aggressive with that kind of stuff.
But then you're watching a game and it's 5-1 with 8 minutes left. You know it's over for sure.
Yeah. I guess I don't care about that. Game's most likely over anyways. We haven't exactly given fans the most entertaining game. So if it's over with 8.5 left versus, you know, maybe we make it 4-2 with 1.5 left, like that doesn't really change much for me. I think, and Monty kind of explained this, but you know, Pastrnak scores early in the third, I think like 18 minutes left in the game. Bruins had some chances after that, couldn't bury it, just couldn't quite break through again. Talking about a 10-minute stretch where it just stayed 4-1. I think I was fine with it to try to give his team kind of that extra push, get one. And then, you know, if you score with 7-8 minutes left, cut it to 4-2, put the goalie back in, you know, and then take a more conventional approach if you're still down by two with, you know, whatever, 3 minutes left.
Mm.
You also have a higher likelihood of drawing a penalty when you have the extra attacker on than when you're 5-on-5. So a lot of times you're like, you might just be looking to get that advantage, right? Like try to score, try to draw a penalty. Then maybe you put your goalie back in, you get a regular power play, which is, you know, less risky, which they did end up on the power play later in that game, and put Swayman back in. But there's reasons why you do it early. Rico Blasi once in the NCAA tournament pulled his goalie with like, I forget, there was like 15 minutes left in the game and they were down, but they were down by four or five goals, and they came back and they almost tied it. It was crazy.
By the way, Montgomery does have a hat, like he's done this before. It just, the Bruins have trailed so infrequently during his two seasons here, but there was a game last year where he did it with like 9 minutes left when they were down by a few goals. And I know there was a game in Dallas where he did it with like over 10 minutes left. So he, this is definitely like a strategy thing for him. It's not just like willy nilly, like, yeah, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to pull it. It's clearly like something he kind of believes in.
Maybe he knows Rico.
So
yeah, I'm sure he does. They would have crossed paths at some point.
Yeah, they must have. Yeah, and Rico was the Miami Ohio hockey coach. If people don't know what we're talking about, but Sean Corrali played on that team.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. So that guys,
he was the coach that BU beat in the 2009 national championship.
Yes. We have about. We have
wasn't
about
that 10... the? Wasn't that the? No. I forget who they were playing against for that game where they pulled the goalie, but anyway, yeah.
So we have about 10.
Sorry.
It's okay. We got about 10 minutes left. There's a couple, two quick things I wanted to get to. The first one is, Scott, I saw that you tweeted out maybe a week or two ago, or maybe you said it verbally, I forget, but you want the NHL to go to a 3-point system because this whole go to the overtime session or shootout and you get a point, it just creates a lot of, I don't know, not confusion, but it's just a lot of loopholes in the standings and teams that can get or whatnot. But my question for you is, would you rather them go to a 3-point system or just revert back to a 2-point system but like no extra points? So like, you know, it goes to overtime, you don't get a point at all. It's either 0 points or 2 points.
I like the 3-point system. Because I think a regulation win should be worth a little more than an overtime or shootout win. So that to me, like,
okay,
college does it. That it makes sense to me. You know, I think PWHL does it too, Bridget, right?
Yeah.
So 3 points regulation win, 2 overtime or shootout win, 1 for overtime or shootout loss, 0 regulation loss. I just think it puts more of an emphasis on regulation. It Now, it would hurt the Bruins this year, who have racked up a lot of overtime shootout loser points. But it also devalues that a little bit, where it's not now an overtime loss. It isn't just, 50% of a win. Now it's only 33% of a regulation win. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. So that would be the incentive to go to 3 points. While the Bruins point record would be short lived. If that were the case.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
And by the way, just to go back for 1 second to that game I was talking about, it was Miami was down 6-2, pulled their goalie with 12 minutes left. They scored 3 unanswered goals with the extra attacker on the ice against Providence College, but PC ended up beating them 7-5. And that's the year that PC won the national title.
National championship got canceled, Bridget.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is why Scott didn't want to talk about it, because PC beat BU for the 2015 title. Basically, the point being, you can score multiple times. If you're aggressive, like in the right desperate situation, you go out there. It's probably a rarity to score 3 unanswered goals with an extra attacker on, but you can do it.
You guys might be too young for this, or at least too young to have like followed or watched it. But if people want to see something crazy, go watch the final minutes of the 2004 NCAA National Championship game. It was at the Garden, and it was Denver, Maine, and Maine was down by a goal, got a late 5-on-3 power play, and then pulled the goalie for like over a minute of 6-on-3, and Denver held on for a 1-0 win. But it looks every bit as insane. Like, it was an absolute shooting gallery, and somehow Maine didn't score.
Yeah, 6-on-3 is not ideal. You're trying to defend a 1-goal lead. I love college hockey. College hockey, you see a lot of random shit that you probably wouldn't see in the pros, because stakes are different. There are way more teams in college hockey, and there's more desperation, and there's such different skill levels. Like, some teams are awful. And some teams are good, and those matchups can be interesting sometimes. I spend a lot of time talking about college hockey at my other job. We don't need to do it here.
Well, one thing I do want you to talk about before we sign off, we have about 5 minutes. You and Scott are about to have a 5-hour skate pod session on the road again, heading up to Montreal on your little road trip. So I kind of want to hear what you guys have in plan, like having story. So you two, if you don't kill each other by the time you get up to Montreal,
I'm my money's on we don't make it out of Massachusetts.
What do you guys have planned?
Bridget's picking me up in Lowell. It's 10 minutes to the New Hampshire border. We're not even gonna make it that far.
We're not making it. Someone's gonna end up getting tossed. It's probably me. Depends what Scott tries to put on my radio. We still actually don't know who's driving. So I don't know if I trust Scott to drive my car. I don't know if he trusts me to drive his car if we wanted to switch drivers. We do have a few things that we're sure about, and that all has to do with the beer drinking situation that we're heading for. So we're stopping at Hill Farmstead in Vermont on the way there, and then getting there, I'm making Scott drink a beer tower with me once we get there on Wednesday night. And
not then, in Vermont, right? Because then you still have to drive afterwards.
No. Once we get into our hotel, put our stuff away, and then go have a beer tower. We'll see. We're doing it. I shouldn't say we'll see what the results are, but we are doing it. And then Thursday is the game, obviously. And Friday we're coming back through Vermont a different way and going to Alchemist.
And probably recording a podcast somewhere in there, so we will have a...
Yeah, I don't know when in there.
Yeah, we'll figure it out off
here. We'll have to link up after you two have the beer towers. And,
right, yeah. We'll just record after that.
That'll be an interesting one.
Here's the thing. Last time we were in Montreal, remember how much difficulty I had recording that fucking podcast? Do you remember that?
I do. Yeah.
It was awful. And you the hotel Wi-Fi just did not want to work.
Yeah, I remember that.
Figure it out.
Scott was supposed to be there, but he had to the last second. I think he what was the reasoning for
that? No, I was never really planning to do that one. I think I had considered it like earlier, but it just for some reason it just wasn't going to work out.
The one that got canceled. We've been trying to do this for a while. The one that got canceled was the year before because all the Bruins caught COVID the week of. They canceled the game, and Scott and I had already had I had already got my COVID test to get across the border, and within like 24 hours of us leaving, they shut the game was canceled, so we didn't go.
That's what I was thinking of.
And then last year I went by myself, and then now here we finally get the road trip. Brian, you want to come?
Oh, I would love to. Unfortunately, I can't. I have stuff going on back home. But you guys have fun. I want pictures, videos. Post it to the Twitter account.
You just wait. There will be pictures. There will be videos. And I have.
By the way, we haven't brought this up since, but we had people react guessing what Brian does for work after.
Oh yeah,
Bridget.
What do you mean?
One of the podcasts you missed, Bridget was like, I don't even know what Brian does for work. And then we were just like, yeah, people can just guess. And we got some responses of people who did guess.
Really? Where are these responses? Was it on Sunday Skeet?
No, it was one of the podcasts you missed for some reason. You weren't able to record. I think because you had work. You had
meetings. Yeah.
You had an emergency meeting.
Yeah, well, I called Scott. Work's been very busy, and last week we were supposed to record at like 7, and I was at the office late, and I just called Scott, and I was like, I can't.
Yeah, he had a really important plumber's meeting that night.
No. Yeah, so someone guessed plumber.
No, it's because I said plumber as a joke.
Okay.
And then
no. Should I spoil it, or should I just keep people guessing?
I was gonna say it's up to you if you want to just keep
the mystery. I like the mystery.
I mean, listen, Brian is at his office right now, so like he does have an office.
Yeah.
So he's not. Yeah. Like he's not. We can rule out like roofer. He's not recording on the roof somewhere. Like.
Yeah. No. We can rule out plumber.
He's not a crossing guard.
I'm not an escort.
He's not a police officer. He doesn't just record while he's on detail on the side of the highway.
Yeah, no.
No. I'm none of those things. I guess we'll just keep the mystery going. I don't want to ruin it at this point.
No, don't, because I'm gonna want to get a few more guesses in at some point. So just don't tell us.
Yeah. it's not a producer anymore, as Bridget knows.
No, but, I didn't say that.
But okay, so that went off the rails. But all right, we gotta go. You two have fun in Montreal, and we'll check back in with you guys north of the border, maybe, and we'll record for
Keep
Friday.
Keep an eye on the Twitter because I have the password, and I'm posting whatever I feel like. So,
okay.
I also have the password, so I can just change it first.
Okay, looks like we're about to go block each other out right now.
She'll be posting, and Scott will be deleting.
Like Bridget did on the last episode.
I did.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for listening, and we will talk to you on Friday.